Which nickname do you prefer?
Probably most used is Bicol.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've heard like the Big Potato, Big Idaho.
I've heard all those.
Okay.
Connor's the only one that calls me Big Idaho, but that one took off, so I guess everyone's calling me that now. But yeah. Cookie Monster, that's Jake's name, but everyone calls me Big Cold.
If Connor calls you Big Idaho, do you call him Little Idaho?
Yeah, it's kind of an Idaho thing. Yeah. Yeah. So we give it back to each other.
When you look at this road trip that you guys are taking to the Bay Area, is it kind of nice having two big games back to back in the same area so you don't have to come and go and come and go to the airport a couple times like that?
Yeah, it makes it nice that we're in the same area just because it's less driving or less, you know, flying. But kind of like we said, it's a big game every single week. So it's not really a down week that we have in the West Coast Conference. Every two games we have is tough and it's a challenge. So, I mean, to win both, you got to start with one. So focus on Pacific right now.
Okay, Cole. What's
the man? What stands out the most about Pacific?
They're just junkyard dogs. They're a really tough team every year, especially at home. They're just super tough, especially like they're led by Jill Tripp, and they just are really strong. Like they play 12 guys, and so like if you're not playing hard, the coach is gonna take you out. So they just attack the balls. They try and get every 50-50 ball. So we just have to rebound the ball extremely well, and they don't have a ton of shooters, so we're supposed to gap the floor and, you know, staying tight.
Is it concerning that you guys have only won one true away game? I know you guys have had those wins on neutral courts, but when it comes to true away games?
No, we're not too worried about that. We know we're capable of winning every single game we go to, so we're excited.
In your opinion, what do you think has been the biggest growth for this team from the beginning of the season to now, just battling through this diversity? I mean, is there something you can point your finger to and say, hey, you know what, we've grown in this?
I think kind of like what you said in your question is how we've battled through adversity. I think that's one of our biggest, you know, team unifying things is everything that's been thrown at us, injury, you know, suspension, whatever it is, I've battled injuries, guys have had, you know, bumps, bruises, whatever it is, we find ways to get it done and we win big games and, you know, we battle every single night, we bring it every single night and there's no stopping this team.
You're a little bit of a basketball junkie. Do you know much about Pacific's coach, Mighty Mouse, Dennis Ademeyer?
I know of him. I've heard his nickname, Mighty Mouse. My point guard for my club team back in the day was named after him because he played similar to him. So we called him Mighty Mouse as well. So I know of him, yeah.
It's a pretty cool thing, like going up against Mighty Mouse's team.
It is cool how, like, just not last week, you played Mark Few, probably one of the best coaches of all time in college basketball. And then, you know, we have a couple of NBA guys on our coaching staff, so it is cool to play different guys and, you know, shake their hand after the game, whatever it is, but it's interesting.
Up to this point, how would you describe Coach Pope's coaching style?
He's definitely fiery. He's a great guy. He's a player's coach for sure. What I love about Coach Pope is if you do something right, he's going to praise you for it, but if you do something wrong, he's also going to rip into you. So it goes back and forth. So if you have a really good day, he's going to let you know and he's going to tell you he's proud of you. But if you mess up, he's going to hold every single person accountable, no matter if you're Yoli or if you're, you know, Trevor Neal, the freshman. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. He holds everyone accountable and he yells at everybody. So, and the thing about him is he's kind of a big man coach because he's big. So I especially enjoy that. But, you know, he's awesome. And he tells us he loves us. He's just a true player's coach.
Does he ever yell at you?
Oh yeah, it's a weird practice if I don't get yelled at least once. So